The Democrats had nominated Woodrow Wilson, who was governor of New Jersey, former president of Princeton University, a man of the South, though, definitely a Southerner from Virginia. I think he had spent time in Georgia as well. Wilson represented the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. He had basically made good with William Jennings Bryan and had Bryan's support. Bryan became his Secretary of State once he was elected. But with the Republican split, it was the time for the Democrats to win. And you see, in a three-way race, Woodrow Wilson wins Illinois with 35% of the vote. Roosevelt gets 33%, and most of the rest to Taft. Taft, sitting president, won only Vermont and Utah. A very poor showing. Not much enthusiasm. He caught quite a few votes in New England and upstate New York. Not much elsewhere, except Utah and some parts of Idaho. California got virtually no support at all. Also, it's interesting that this is the high tide of socialism in the United States. Eugene Debs with 6% of the vote. The socialists emerged about 1900, a period when the parties weren't paying much attention to labor issues. They tried to step in and gain some power. They had two members of Congress. They did win a number of counties.